This is Bigger Pockets Daily, real estate investing education for your earballs. The following article was first published on biggerpockets.com/blog. We'll link to it in the show description, but you can see the photos, comments, and related articles. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What are typical real estate developer fees? By Max Sharkansky. Anyone who is investing in a commercial real estate deal should take the time to really understand how their money will be spent. This is a critical step in the due diligence process that many people overlook. Instead, they look at the total project costs without requesting a detailed breakdown of acquisition costs, hard costs, soft costs, and the developer's fees. The first three buckets are important to understand in their own right, but they're especially important given that most developers' fees are calculated as some percentage of the other three costs combined. In today's podcast, we look at the different types of real estate developer fees, including the role of these fees and what you might expect them to cost. Types of development fees. There are generally four types of development fees to be aware of when analyzing a commercial real estate investment opportunity. Acquisition fee. This is the fee that a commercial real estate developer charges for finding and facilitating the acquisition of the parcels slated for redevelopment. The industry standard tends to be about 1% of the purchase price. Most developers will insist on taking an acquisition fee, which is typically used to cover the compensation of the acquisitions team. Development fee. The development fee, also sometimes referred to as the construction management fee, is the fee a real estate developer takes to oversee the entirety of the development project, from pre-construction, for example, the design and entitlement processes. This fee is generally used to cover corporate overhead and sometimes contributes to the developer's profit for the project. Some real estate developers outsource this project management capacity to a third-party firm that has no equity in the project. These fee-for-service development partners generally charge a flat monthly fee for their work. Regardless of whether construction management is handled in-house by the developer or outsourced to a third-party provider, investors can reasonably expect to see development fees in the range of 3-5% of total project costs, acquisition plus hard plus soft costs. General contractor fee. This is an additional fee ranging from 3-4% of hard costs only that is tacked on to the project by the general contractor. As a rule of thumb, if the real estate developer is also serving as the general contractor, this fee should be at the lower end of that range, given that the developer is already taking its own fee. However, it is common for real estate developers, particularly on large projects, to outsource GC responsibilities. The GC fee covers costs such as bidding out construction documents to suppliers and subcontractors, negotiating subcontractor agreements, providing due diligence related to subcontractor selection, and any other costs incurred during the design phase. The GC fee is also the profit the general contractor expects to make during the construction phase for their role in overseeing the physical construction of the project. Considerations when evaluating fees. When evaluating developer fees, there are a few important considerations to keep in mind. First and foremost, you'll want to understand how many fees the developer is charging and whether these fees are in line with the industry averages, as noted before. In a particularly complex project, for example, a large mixed-use development that requires new zoning and a lengthy political process, it might be reasonable to expect a higher development fee than a developer overseeing a smaller, as-of-right project. The point here is to allow for some flexibility, within reason, depending on the nature of the deal. Next, consider whether there is a proper alignment of interests. Does the developer seem solely motivated by the fees, or do they truly care about the success of the project? One way to facilitate the alignment of interests is to prohibit the developer's fees from being used toward their equity in the deal. Instead, require the developer to leverage other funds to invest in the deal to ensure they have real skin in the game. Lastly, we recommend structuring the deal to control for when exactly a developer earns which fees. From an investor's perspective, you'll want to see as much of the fee backloaded as possible, thereby keeping the developer motivated to complete the project as planned. A common structure is to release 25% of the developer's fees upon closing the deal, 50% paid pro rata with hard cost drawdowns, and 25% paid upon stabilization. Conclusion. The real estate developer fees we've outlined here today are certainly not exhaustive and do not even begin to take into consideration other developer costs, such as promotes secured as a result of project success. However, these are the most common fees that we typically see in commercial real estate deals, and as such, are important for investors to understand. Okay, pretty good stuff, right? Thanks for taking time to listen to this article. Now remember, the BiggerPockets calculators are powerful tools to help you make sound investing decisions. You can get 5 free reports at biggerpockets.com/calc, and pro members get unlimited use. I'll see you back here in 24 hours or less.